ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا.
طيب الله سبحانه وتعالى he says, and this is the final contemplation for tonight, ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ومنهم, and from amongst them is the one who says, ربنا, O our Lord, آتنا, give to us في الدنيا, in this world, حسنة, good, وفي الآخرة, in the hereafter and the next life, حسنة, good, وقنا, and protect us, عذاب النار, from the fire of the nar, the punishment of the nar. And like Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه, he mentions, this is the dua, or from the du'as and the invocations that the Prophet ﷺ used to make the most. He used to make it very frequently. So we want to ask you a question. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, O our Lord, give us good in this world. What do you think that means? As for give us good in the hereafter, it's clear. Give us Jannah, make the accountability easy for us, be pleased with us, so on. That's very straightforward. What does it mean in this world though? That's my question. Fadhal.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Anybody else?
Taqwa.
Iman.
Offspring.
Offspring.
Guidance.
Guidance.
All that desire to meet Allah.
Desire to meet Allah.
To be?
Fulfilled. To be fulfilled. Huh?
Do more good deeds.
Huh? Hidayah, guidance. Anyone else?
Sincerity.
Sincerity, ikhlas. Anybody else? Over there?
All that.
Ah, khalas. Oh, salam. Alaikum salam. Anybody else? Huh? Who spoke? Louder, brothers. I'm getting in doubt. Is it here or it's here, right? Huh? ما أسمعك.
Contentment.
Okay. طيب. All of the things you mentioned, every single one of you, they were right answers. But yet all of you are wrong at the same time. So each answer you gave was right. But it's, when I say it's wrong, I mean there's more to it. It means absolutely everything that is good. Everything. Pertaining to your worldly life and pertaining to your religious life. Offspring. Wealth, health, contentment, satisfaction, iman, ilm, knowledge, all of those things and more. Absolutely everything that's good, oh Allah, give it to us. That's why the Prophet ﷺ used to make that dua. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ is making a dua regularly and he's asking for one or two or three things. Just offspring, just a house, just a camel. And he would make that a lot. Is he that narrow-minded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No, of course not. So he would make this dua always because within it is the success of this world and the hereafter. This dua has brought together the two successes that you need. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that if I get everything sorted out for me in this world, then everything will be sorted out for me in the next world. For it's impossible for you to have a good life here and a bad life there. Or the opposite, to have a bad life here and a good life there. You have to have everything good here. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And then that's the fruit at the end. The fruit and the result is, oh Allah, protect us from the hellfire. Having said that though, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the word dunya, which is world, the world, in the Quran 115 times. If you count yourself, you'll find 115 times the word dunya is mentioned. Never has Allah praised it. Never has Allah said anything positive about it. Never has Allah spoken about it in a high regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in a lowly way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks about it in a negative way. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. Have you heard anything that's positive for those who know Arabic? No. And you will never find that in the entire Quran. The word dunya, world, has come and Allah is saying something good. No. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke about the akhirah, and that's enumerated in the Quran 115 times also, which is a miracle by itself. Both of them are mentioned 115 times. Every time he spoke about the akhirah, he spoke about how it's a permanent place.
how it's the eternal place, how we have created you for there, how we are calling you to there. We have sent messengers who do the calling, they convey, they call you, they do da'wah. Da'wah means to call. Allah is saying we do the calling too. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah calls you to the home of salam and peace, which is the hereafter. And it's reported when the believers, they come to that home and the hereafter, and they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will say that famous dua that you know. Allahumma anta salam. Oh Allah, you are as salam. Wa minka, and from you is as salam, which is peace. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. They will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they'll say, high is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exalted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya is ya'un nida, addressing Allah. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. The one who is very gracious and kind. They will say that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants all of that for you so you could be over there. Are you interested in getting married and having a spouse and having a wife? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about that which He has prepared for you in Jannah. And the spouses you can have in Jannah. And in Jannah, everybody is married. And like some of the reports mentioned, you will have two wives. Lazim, you don't have a choice. You have to have two. Forget one. You can't even be single. That's not allowed. In Jannah, there's not a single person. Single meaning you're by yourself. You have to have a pair. You have to have a spouse. The woman has to have a husband, and the man has to have a wife. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even describes those wives you will have over there. It's mentioned all in the Quran. So you don't pay attention to those who are in this world too much. So I place a disclaimer. I know these days what's going on. So over the top. Rather, place your attention over there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gathers the believers in Jannah, and the believers, now they have entered Jannah and they know that they won't be punished. Because you can enter Jahannam and then be taken out to go Jannah. But the opposite is not true, by the way. You can't go into Jannah and then be taken out and then go to Jahannam. That doesn't work. There's only one way. So when they enter Jannah and they know that they've been saved from the torment and the punishment and everything, it will be said to them, you have an appointment with Allah. إِنَّ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. You have a maw'id with Allah Jalla wa'ala. And then they will say, hasn't Allah brightened our faces? Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us from the fire? What more can we have? We don't understand. Why does Allah want to see us? And then the hijab will be removed and they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful face. The one that they have been worshipping for all those years. The one that granted them this eternal and permanent bliss and paradise. They will see Him and how He looks subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's it. You made it after that. What's left? You're in Jannah and you saw Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make each and every single one of you from the inhabitants of Jannah. Without punishment, without questioning, without any difficulty. Sometimes you can ask a dua, Ya Allah, place me in Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ says, don't do that. He teaches us, ask Allah for al-firdaus. إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ. If you ask Allah, فَأَعْظِمُوا, then strengthen and greaten al-mas'ala, your request. فَإِنَّكُمْ, indeed you, تَسْأَلُونَ, you are requesting عَظِيمًا, the great Allah. You're asking Allah. سَنُوهُ, so ask Allah الْفِرْدَوْسَ الْأَعْلَى مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Ask Allah for the highest station in Jannah. فَإِنَّ سَقْفَهَا عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Its roof is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't stand before someone of authority in this world and ask them for something petty. So don't stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just make a dua. Like some of the du'as that we make after salah, and then you're like, it was so quick, like this, like that. You should not make dua in the first place. Maybe that dua won't be accepted. And later you ask and you question, where's that dua that I made that day? I asked for that thing, it hasn't come. But maybe your dua hasn't been accepted because you don't even know the etiquette of dua, the conditions of dua, how to make dua. You are speaking to Allah as if Allah is one of your bedrooms or boys or kalama. And you're not treating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His due respect. And Allah discusses this in the Quran. And He says, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They haven't given Allah His due rights. They haven't paid their dues with Allah. And they treated Allah just like everybody else. So what does Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he places these people under his mashi'ah. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants, he punishes them. And if he wants, he forgives them. But that means you're in danger, because you don't even know what your outcome is going to be. You're stuck. Allah can do what he wants with you. All of that would not have happened if you treated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the respect and the honor that he deserves subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of that goes back to that verse that we spoke with. You ask Allah from now to rectify for you all of your matters and affairs in this world. And we spoke about that. It encompasses absolutely everything that's good for you. And you're asking him this because he knows more than you. He could have said in the Quran, ask me for offspring, like some of you mentioned, or ask me for wealth, or ask me for health. But Allah doesn't say that. He says, ask for everything that is good. And then ask us for everything that is good in the hereafter also. Then ask us to protect you from the hereafter. If you do that only, you've asked for everything. That one dua is so comprehensive, it covers everything that you require. So remember that this is a sunnah. Even if you start from today saying, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and you keep saying it, and you make it from your daily dhikr and remembrances, then not only will you get everything sorted out for you, but you'll be following the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ.